This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
But Macca, I've got to say that this year's Mardi Gras main sponsor is the ANZ Bank.
Yes.
ANZ Bank, you will have seen, you know, has had quite a concerted campaign to really engage with our communities. And to talk with us about that, we have Mark Hand on hand. Pardon the pun, Mark. Mark's the Managing Director of ANZ Corporate and Commercial Banking. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Are you in Sydney today?
I am indeed.
Fantastic. And will you be participating in the Mardi Gras festivities in any way?
We'll be participating via a corporate box. We've actually got the only corporate box at the Mardi Gras. So we have almost 200 staff and customers attending tonight.
Jeez, wow. What do you need to do to get into that?
You've got to be pretty nice to me. That would help.
Whoa!
I control the invite list.
Okay, well, I'll be really, really nice to you then, Mark.
Very good.
Hey, Mark, congratulations on what I think is an amazing campaign that you guys have been running. The Holding Hands campaign has just gone absolutely ballistic. It's viral. Every time I actually switch on my social media outlets, there it is. Can you talk to us about why you've actually run that campaign?
I think it goes back a fair way for us, and you know, we've tried to create an environment in the bank of inclusion and respect. You know, we've got a strong belief that the way to hire the best talent into your organisation is to make sure that you've got an organisation that appeals to the whole of society, and if any parts of society are excluded, then you're clearly not hiring the best talent. So it started for us, an agenda to make sure that people understood that our bank had that culture, and we wanted to make sure that everybody felt comfortable coming to work for us. Over the years, that's grown. The relationship and the partnership that we've had with the Mardi Gras is one of the key events.
And that's now an 11-year partnership, I understand.
It is, yeah. It's 11 years. We celebrated our sort of 10-year partnership last year, and long may it continue.
I mean, I work in the corporate world as well, Mark, and any sponsorship that goes for that long, it goes for that long because it works. Now, obviously, it's evolved over the years. What is it for ANZ that, and we're talking about this with John Borghetti from Virgin and Sean Poppett from Holden, that why corporates are supporting causes such as marriage equality, but, you know, supporting our community and other communities. What about for ANZ? What is it about it for ANZ that drives this for you guys?
I think it stems back to the message we wanted to send our staff primarily in terms of bringing them whole self to work, being comfortable in their environment, the fact that we will, as I said earlier, we want to get the right talent from all parts of the globe to come and work for us. So, you know, the focus of this event for us was a really great way to amplify that message, but also hopefully show that if corporates get behind this community, other organisations will. It'll become a more mainstream conversation, and over time, societal, norms and beliefs will slowly change.
I think one of the things that has changed so much, many, many years ago, and in actual fact, it was more than 30 years ago, it was 34 years ago, that I got a housing loan from a bank with my partner. And, you know, it was very, very difficult. Two guys, and we only got it because actually both our parents were good, strong, long-standing, valuable customers of the bank. It wasn't the ANZ, so you don't need to worry, I'm not. But,
yeah.
you know, all those years ago, it was almost impossible for same-sex couples to get access to credit as a couple, as opposed to individuals. How does, okay, you're in, you know, in more in corporate and commercial banking, but you must see that also there in terms of, you know, business owners and stuff where there are very, very diverse groups of people. How has that environment changed, you know, from a banking perspective?
Yeah, there's no doubt that has changed, and I can recall, I've been in the bank for 28 years, so I can sort of probably recall conversations occurring similar to what you described there, and there's no doubt that the approach has changed. You know, we don't have a moral stance in the bank. We look at the people who are either deriving the income in a mortgage sense or in the commercial sense. We just look at the people that are running the business and we make commercial decisions. And what sits behind that is absolutely irrelevant to your ability to service a mortgage or run a business. So it's just not relevant to how we make decisions.
Mark, it's Tass here again. I understand that you actually chair the ANZ Bank's Diversity Council. What does that do? Who is that?
So there's a few of us from around the bank, quite senior people, senior representation from across the bank. And we sort of, I guess we try and understand the culture that we have towards inclusion and diversity within the organisation. And we run various programs or sometimes interventions. We try and change the culture of the organisation, change the beliefs over time. And so the sort of things that we might do is sort of oversee the sponsorship of the Mardi Gras, which appeals to one community. We run a program called Given the Chance, which is about giving refugees employment. So we work with some external partners that help train refugees. Often they've come from countries where they've been bankers, they've been in war-torn countries, but they arrive in our country with skills that are absolutely relevant to what we do.
So you actually adopt a much broader definition of diversity. So it's more than just LGBTI inclusion. It's also disability and refugees and culturally and linguistically diverse people and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, gender's obviously been a very big topic for many years, but we look at all forms of diversity, and as I say, the more diverse our workforce, the better we're going to perform. So there's no doubt there's economic evidence behind that to support that approach.
Mark, can I just go back to some of the research that's been commissioned by the ANZ Bank? I'd love to see this, if it ever is publicly available, actually, as somebody who's a bit interested in, you know, evidence-based work myself. But some of the research says that that LGBTI Australians are three times more likely to feel uncomfortable holding hands in public than any other Australian. That finding is what actually led towards the Holding Hands campaign, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely right. It was quite a surprising result. It was 52% of the community felt uncomfortable to hold hands in public, compared to about 18% of Australians more generally. And you know, at the same time, about 94% of people agreed that everyone should feel comfortable regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. And that was quite a startling result, but probably not surprising. So that was sort of what led, that insight, I guess, led to the Hold Tight campaign to try and encourage people to not let go and see if we can change that percentage.
I can never get my partner to hold my hand down the street.
That's hard enough for me.
So Mark, what's been the reaction? I mean, as a senior executive within the ANZ structure, what's been the response to the campaign?
Oh, it's been staggering. You know, we've done some different things. We've had the gay TMs for a number of years now. We had the Gay NZ branch last year, which, you know, just a global reach.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
People. Yeah, they were staggering what they did. And this is no different. The global reach and the commentary from all around the world of people sort of highlighting what a very simple gesture this is, but how right the insight is. And you know, hopefully we've started a global conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely sure that you have. Mark, I've just had a message that one of our presenters, Michelle Shepherd, who has been running a show on Joy on Air called Family Matters, will be marching with you tonight. I don't know if you know her, but she's certainly part of our family, our community, our extended Joy sort of family. And so there she's going to be with you. Now, we've certainly enjoyed your support. We've certainly enjoyed your support as a community organisation over the years, and we certainly do value the support that ANZ Bank, and I have to say, my conflict of interest, my bank as well, has actually provided to our communities and to Mardi Gras in particular.
Thank you. I'm always keen to be involved.
And Mark, I just wanted to add your Hold Tight campaign, that influenced very strongly a campaign that we ran at my work on Valentine's Day. I can't say the name of the company, but you'll know it. The Love is Love campaign, which we did.
Is it a car company, Macca?
It is a car company, but we did it on social media, and it got huge traction. Our international colleagues are using it, and they're actually tagging you guys in.
Fantastic.
So,
the conversation right there.
Yeah, you can feel really proud that you know it had a strong influence on what we did. I want to thank you for 11 years of support of Mardi Gras and our community and all diversity. It's really important that you guys stand up and be counted.
And Mark, as we wrap up, what's your message to our community today?
Oh, we just hope that in communities around Australia, they start to have a conversation about holding tight, about how this simple gesture, it doesn't impact anyone else, but it means so much to the people that are doing it. So hopefully communities around the world start to have that conversation and don't look twice when they see it.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.